As we look to the future of New Zealand's COVID-19 response, there's increasing talk about how businesses will deal with mixing the vaccinated with the unvaccinated. Maybe it's a vaccine passport, but there's questions about the legality of it and who'd hold responsibility, the government or businesses. Some of the big names in Wellington's hospitality scene are on the fence about it. Our reporter Jake McKee and cameraman Samuel Rilstone went to find out why.
It's not a yes or a no, more of a how would a vaccine passport actually work? While the idea has been floated for months now, these hospitality owners are sitting undecided while the waters are still muddied.
Look, I'm 50-50 at this stage. It's a really tough conversation to have.
I mean, you want to do what's best for people.
Bronwyn Kelly co-owns the Maranui Cafe and Queen Sally's Diamond Deli in Lyle Bay. She says she'd have no issue with the government mandating a vaccine passport, but the idea of having to enforce it herself leaves her with more questions, and she doesn't think many people in the hospitality sector would be on board with that.
And I do think that our staff are under so much stress anyway that actually getting them to then monitor whether people have their passports is just taking it to a whole new level where I can imagine it being very stressful. And how do you tell a family that might come in that they can't come in if their daughter's not vaccinated?
Bronwyn Kelly wants to see more light at the end of the tunnel for businesses.
It does feel a lot at the moment like just seeing, you never know what the government's going to decide and whether we can get fully vaccinated enough. I mean, what does the future hold?
Matt McLaughlin, who owns the likes of Panhead, Tory Street and Moustache Bar in the city's entertainment district, is in a similar mindset. He recognises a vaccine passport is probably full of legal hurdles for officials if it was mandated, but he says it would make things easier for businesses.
We don't know whether we're going to be closed next week. We don't know whether we can order stock. We don't know whether we can employ more staff. We're really in no man's land. We're in complete limbo as an industry. And then to sort of chuck out there, hey, you've also got to make this decision going forward. It's just really difficult to do when we don't know what the bigger picture is going to look like.
Mr. McLaughlin wants to see something more of a COVID-19 recovery roadmap.
If we had a really clear idea of where we're heading as a country and as an industry, that probably would make it a lot easier for us to make a decision on whether it's a decision that we think we should make.
Mr. McLaughlin says it's tough to see a win-win situation for everyone. Epic Hospitality Director Greg Wilson supports the idea of a vaccine passport, whether it's mandated or not. He's in favour of it being mandated, but is prepared to implement it himself at a string of bars on Courtney Place and Dixon Street, the heart of Wellington's nightlife.
Everyone has to do their bit, otherwise we're going to be going around in circles and COVID's going to be popping up around the country and holding the country back.
Even if vaccine passports weren't mandated, he'd like to see the government give a hand to those who want it.
I think if the government had some sort of system or some sort of app that was easy and could easily be scanned at the door or could be easily shown across the bar to our bar staff, they could facilitate the system for us to easily enforce it, that could work.
Vaccine passport or not, there's one thing these hospitality heads all agree on. They want to see the vaccination rates keep rising so they get a better picture of the future.